Hi folks, Anita and Orion here, and a very warm welcome to what is essentially your journey here. Welcome on board. And not just that, but what is going to be your new emerging story as we proceed through this roadmap. I am so excited that you're here. There are so many reasons for me to be excited on your behalf. And I do just want to pull out one of those reasons that's very enduring, very powerful, and with which I wish to encourage you right from the word go. And that is this. When a process is seen to work in a powerful way in adversity, and I'm not talking about mild challenge, I'm talking about extreme adversity, extreme trauma, such as what I went through, and it wasn't just one episode, and it wasn't just one type either. When it is seen to work in that scenario, you just know it's going to serve you in a powerful way through the other seasons in your life. And not just that, but that this process is no respecter of persons. It's not about you or your circumstance. It is a level playing field. It is not a prejudicial process, because the only thing that matters is whether it stands the test of extreme adversity. And so that is why I can say with great authority, with great clarity and confidence, that you're going to have a very powerful journey here moving forward. And it also, yes, depends on what you bring to the table, because ultimately this is a partnership. And on the next video, Making Your Journey Count, I'm going to show you how to really make it count. But for my part here in this partnership, I am so honored that you have invited me at this point of your life to assist you through coaching, through teaching, through mentoring here and now. And so a very warm welcome, and I really hope that encourages you. And on that note, I just want to cover a few technicalities of what you've bought into in this package before we move on to the next video. And just to remind you, by the way, this is not a package you've bought into solely. You are investing your time, your energy, your money into a process that's going to enable you to create a new story through the power of a journey. So please hold that thought as you continue, because that is going to create the dynamic of your journey. So let's look at the technicalities here. What have you got in your package? Okay, we have video, we have audio, we have a quick start guide, we've got the blueprints that form the companion guide, your workbook. I will address journaling in a moment, and you've got exercises within the blueprints that form templates, but there will be some I extract out as blank templates. I'll cover updates in a moment, and your VIP coaching tickets. Okay, let's work through this. So with the videos, the first thing to say is that while you have videos for every step of the roadmap, I've kept all the videos to under an hour so they don't go on so long. So there will be some steps, for example, step 6 of the roadmap, where there are 3 videos, so that's deliberate. And also, I've extracted the audios from the videos for those of you who like to listen. Just bear in mind when you listen that you won't be able to see what you're listening to. And then you have a quick start guide in the form of a PDF that's designed to help you get off the mark quickly, to warm you up before you get into the roadmap. There's a video on that too. You also have a video on making the journey count, and you also have a PDF entitled the same, Making the Journey Count. So bear that in mind. And now coming on to these 9 major blueprints, you have what I call a workbook, a companion guide. You'll hear me refer to it in those terms in the videos. But please bear in mind that what I've actually done, instead of compiling them as one book, if you like, I have broken them down into 9 separate PDF blueprints with the exercises, of course, within them. And that's very deliberate. So when you hear me in the video refer to your companion guide, I will be referring to the specific blueprint that refers to that specific step that you're listening to at that moment. And at the same time, I want to also make an important point that these blueprints have been written comprehensively. They are not merely transcripts of the videos. And by the same token, the videos are there to bring the blueprints to life, to go through the blueprints with you, to help you, to assist you, to go through the exercises as well. So that's the connection. And on that point, I want to strongly encourage you to keep a physical journal, whether that be a book, whether that be a ring binder with pages in them, because there are a couple of reasons. First of all, that's one way of treating your journey as sacred, to really take care in the detail of it. So whether you use a computer to do notes, do keep a physical journal at the same time. And the other reason for that, beyond your journey being sacred, is that there is a power in physically writing that enables your brain to be wired with everything that you're learning, everything that you are journeying on, compared to when you tap into a computer. So I'm not saying don't use a computer, but keep a journal and do the physical aspect of writing as well. This is what I do. It is very powerful, and that's what helps to optimize your journey. And so the other thing to say is, of course, within the blueprints, you have the exercises. And of course, I put placeholder boxes to denote where you would write into them. But bear in mind that I want you to write freely and expansively, and it's very difficult to do that when you're doing it directly within a blueprint, because there's only so much space. And that's also where the journal comes into its own, because you're not restricted. Now, some of the exercises I've also extracted and developed them as blank templates, not just within the exercises. So you may also see those as standalone blank templates, like the evaluation form, for example, and the mind map summaries. And with the mind map summaries, they come at the end of each blueprint, and you'll have a mind map which just captures the keywords, along with a table underneath to capture an action point to create movement, and then further action points to build on that by way of goal setting. And so other than that, you've got your VIP coaching tickets, and the best time to use that, I would say, it's entirely up to you. You can use that when you want, but I would wait till you get around the halfway point onwards, because by that time you will have done some journeying and you'll have some questions, and that's how you can use your coaching sessions best. But entirely up to you at the end of the day. That's just my suggestion. Anything I do by way of an update or an improvement, I will just add to the platform, so you can download that. That's no extra charge, and you can access that accordingly and use it to serve you. And so the final thing I want to say before I depart onto the next video is the best way to go through this entire journey. Now, ultimately, it's up to you. I always say to people, do it in a way that best supports your learning. But if you're wondering, okay, well, I want some guidance on what might work best, well, I'll share with you what I do. And here's how I would go through it. I would watch all the videos first, and I would have my journal there. I would listen to them with an open heart and mind, with my soul and my heart, not just my head. And I would, as I'm listening, capture anything that jumps out at me. This is quite important, because there will be things that just naturally jump out at you without you having to fish for them. And there is a reason why those things jump out at you. So capture them, because they're going to give you clues with regard to your learning, with regard to your journey, with regards your new story. And then once I've done that, I will go then into the blueprints and start to engage with the detail of the roadmap through the blueprints, through the exercises. And then once I've done that, I will come back and listen to the videos all over again, and maybe the audios, because that will help me consolidate. And then I'm likely to repeat that whole process. It's a little bit like a sandwich, where videos first, let it wash all over me to get a real aerial view and a sense of the journey. Then go into the ground level, the roadmap, which is the detail and the filling, and then come back to do the videos and maybe the audios as well, if I want to. And that's like a sandwich. And then I would consume and go through that all over again, because what I've come to understand is, depending on what you want to see by virtue of powerful results, the deeper you let your roots go in, the more you're going to get out. So this is the power of repeated exposure and repeated engagement. So with that being said, let's now go on to the next video, which is about how to make your journey count.